Hello everyone, my name is Green Carr and I'm the host of The Five, of course. Before we start off this episode, I'd just like to apologize for the long hiatus from the last episode that I posted, but I'm going to be planning to be more consistent with my episodes from now on. So I hope you accept that apology, and we're going to move on to today's topic. So today I'm going to be talking about another technology company, of course, and this technology company is Alibaba, which is a Chinese multinational technology company, which is really famous for pretty much e-commerce. It's kind of like known as the Amazon of Asia, and that's really what it's coined as. It's the world's largest retailer and e-commerce company, and it was also rated as the fifth largest AI company. It is one of the biggest investment corporations in the world, and it also specializes in retail, internet, and technology. It has been expanding into the media industry additionally, but let's go back into the origins of Alibaba. It was founded by Jack Ma, and some people that are really influential for this company being founded are Jack Ma's friends, 17 friends to be specific, and a couple of students founded Alibaba. They received a $25 million investment from Goldman Sachs and SoftBank. It was expected to improve the domestic e-commerce market and perfect an e-commerce platform for Chinese enterprises. It announced, eBay announced its expansion into China in 2003, Jack Ma, of course, viewed the American company as a foreign competitor and rejected eBay's buyout of Alibaba's subsidiary, Taobao. I probably butchered that name, but that's the subsidiary. In 2005, Yahoo invested in Alibaba. And in 2017, Alibaba and the International Olympic Committee jointly announced an $800 million deal that would last until 2008, and where the company would sponsor the Olympic Games. Additionally, in 2018, Jack Ma announced that he would step down as chairman a year later, so he could focus on philanthropy. Alibaba is really well known for cloud computing and AI technology, as I said before. So some of the things they have done is that they launched Alibaba Cloud, which is aimed to build a cloud computing service platform, including e-commerce data mining, e-commerce data processing, and data customization. Additionally, Alibaba presented CityBrain, a technology geared towards urban solutions such as streamlining traffic, detecting accidents, and improving transport efficiency. They also announced an AI acceleration in September 2019. And additionally, they've also been into the online pay. They've also been doing some online payment platforms like fintech. In 2004, they launched Alipay, a third-party online payment platform with no transaction fees. And some factors into Alibaba's success in this online payment platform is the company's quick and reliable payment system, because it offers several types of payment systems such as credit cards, debit cards, Alipay, QuickPay, and online banking. They also have entertainment services, and they also in 2014 agreed to acquire a controlling stake in China Vision Media Group for $804 million. It also has a couple of internet services. Again, they formed a strategic partnership with Yahoo, and they also acquired Yahoo China, which is a Chinese portal that was launched in September of 1999. Additionally, they also have a couple of controversies, such as gold supplier membership and class action lawsuit on IPO, but we're going to stray away from that. For now. And so that was basically this ends this brief overview over Alibaba. Sorry for the many mistakes I made while speaking today. Of course, I'm trying to get back into the flow of things, but I hope to do better in the next episode. And I thank y'all for listening into this episode, and I hope y'all enjoyed it. Thank you.